Iranians are marking the National Student Day on the 37th anniversary of the U.S. Embassy takeover by university students in Tehran. Every year, Iranian students, as well as people from all walks of life, stage demonstrations across the country. In 1979, a group of Iranian students, frustrated by Washington's meddling in the country's internal affairs, took over the U.S. embassy. This came a year after the Islamic Revolution led by Imam Khomeini. The Islamic Revolution toppled the former U.S.-backed Pahlavi regime. Amir Mehdi Kazemi is right on the streets of Tehran. Amir Mehdi, it's good to have you with us. So tell us more about the mood on the streets of Tehran where you are standing right now.
Well, this day is an occasion and a good excuse for many people across the country to voice their anger and opposition against what they regard as the U.S. hostile policy against Iran and its revolution. Well, people from all walks of life have been gathering here right in front of the former U.S. Embassy in Tehran, which is called in Iran and known in Iran as the nest of spies. They are chanting slogans against the U.S. and its policies against the Islamic Republic of Iran. You can see here that a group of hundreds of Boy Scouts have been gathering right here in front of the main tribune, which faces the place where we are standing at the Press Pavilion. Now, this shows the amount and the extent of the wall of mistrust that exists here between Iran and the U.S. People are blaming the U.S. for many things here in Iran, starting from the 1953 U.S.-led coup, which led to the toppling of Iran's democratically elected government and Prime Minister Mohammad Mossadegh's government. They're blaming the U.S. for supporting the Shah of Iran during his reign in the country against his own people. There are other issues that Iranians are still blaming the U.S. and they still demanding clear answers for. One of them is what they regard as a support of the U.S. government for Saddam Hussein's attack and also trying to mobilize Saddam Hussein's war machine as one of the main countries supporting Saddam against Iran, leading to a war that that created massive devastation and destruction against on Iran, resulting to the loss of life for many Iranians, hundreds of thousands of them. Shooting down of the Iranian Airbus with 300 passengers on board is another issue and still continues. Well, the leader of the Islamic Revolution of Iran, Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei, says that this wall of mistrust still exists. What he reiterates is that America cannot be trusted, and what he refers to, and many government officials and many people here refer to, is the lack of commitment by the United States to its obligations within the framework of the Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action, the nuclear agreement between Iran and the six world powers. They blame the U.S. for blocking the way towards the implementation of the JCPOA and many other issues. So this is the initial step, the very first stages of the demonstrations that are held within the framework of the National Student Day, which is also known as the National Day of Fight Against Global Arrogance. And the ceremony has not officially started yet. We're expecting the ceremony to start in 20 minutes from now, and we will give you updates on that as soon as we see more crowds pouring in to this place right in front of the former U.S. Embassy in Tehran.
Amir Mehdi Kazemi, talking to us live on the streets of Tehran. Thank you so much for being with us.